7:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. That music means that we're going to talk to the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief, First Gambia County, Dave Greenwood. We're starting to have lifeguards show up on the beach again soon, right, Dave?
Yeah, well, they've been on the beach ever since we took the towers off. They've been operating in trucks. However, Saturday, they'll be the March 1st, and they'll be in the towers starting with staffing at Casino Beach.
Very good. Always good to have it. So as people start to return to the beach and they start to pay attention to lifeguards, what are some of the kind of the key basic things that we want to make sure people know about?
Well, if you have any questions at all about the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America, whichever you prefer, ask a lifeguard, and they can talk to you all about the risks that are present here. Because, I mean, when you come, I'm looking at the Gulf of Mexico right now. It's flat and glassy, and you think, well, what can be wrong? What can go wrong there? Well, problem is, we're land animals. We don't live in the water. It's not our natural environment, you know, like other animals. You know, we can tolerate it, but if we were in there for a prolonged period of time, we would not survive.
Yeah, and as you and I often say, it's one thing to swim in your backyard pool, but the Gulf of Mexico is not your backyard pool. By the way, do you guys have an in-house preference on this topic? I'm not to put you on the spot and make it political or whatever, but...
Well, we just call it the Gulf.
There you go. You know, simple
it's
enough.
It's always been the Gulf.
I love
Civil
it.
War is the Gulf.
Yeah, you can avoid all this controversy just by not saying too many things, so I appreciate that. And then also this year, just because of, various issues and federal government decisions, you guys are not going to be staffing anybody at Fort Pickens or Johnson Beach, right? Because the Gulf Islands National Seashore doesn't have the budget to hire the lifeguards, right?
At this time, that appears so. But however, things always change. So, and that's the thing about our organization. We're easily adaptable to whatever comes our way.
Very good. I appreciate that. I will just as a, you and I have talked about this so many times. I'm assuming that on the one hand, you want to have lifeguards because you know there's risk to people in those areas. On the other hand, that definitely eases stress for you on finding guards. And every year it's a challenge for you, right? But you guys are maybe up on guards this year. Is that right?
I'm very happy to say that. We've got 10 new hires are going through training right now. And we have 15 that will start in April through their new hire because they begin a pre-service training. That's what some people that want to work here, are you guys hiring? Yes, but there's a complicated process you have to go through. We just don't hire you and put you in the tower the next day. Because like last year, they had 228 rescues and assists. And we talk about contact with the public. Over 500,000 contacts and preventative actions were done by lifeguards last year.
Well, it's good to have up staffing. It's good to have fewer demands and stresses on that staffing. I appreciate that. And Dave Greenwood, I always appreciate that you guys help keep us safe. He is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for the time and what you do. I appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Andrew. Look forward. Have a great weekend. Remember, it's going to be crowded out here, especially with the Mardi Gras parade on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot to ask the always question. Red flags, yellow flags, green flags?
It should be flat and calm and glassy. But, however, there's always a risk when you go in the Gulf of Mexico. It's never safe.
Oh, yeah.
It's never
My man.
Safe.
Gulf of Mexico. There it is. I love it. Dave Greenwood, thanks for the time, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.